Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we are the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about BAM.
Don't you mean BAM? As in Emeril Lagasse would say it?
No, Ron. He stole your line.
We're
going to discuss BAM as in bile acid malabsorption,
which can cause really bad chronic diarrhea. So there's that BAM. Ah. It's time to go to the bathroom. BAM.
Oh, put a little bit more. There's no energy in her BAM.
Maybe I should have taken that part.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's that BAM! It's time to go to the bathroom. BAM!
Okay. I didn't want to blow out anyone's ear drums.
Oh.
Yeah.
So as you can imagine.
About a blowout.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Wow. As you can imagine, bile acid malabsorption, or what may actually be bile acid overproduction, refers to excess bile acids that are not being reabsorbed in the small intestine, or an overproduction of bile acids.
Right. Bile acids are produced by the liver from cholesterol that's in your blood, and they're stored in the gallbladder. And these bile acids, they help the body digest lipids and absorb fat-soluble vitamins, such as vitamin A, D, or E.
And when we eat foods that contain fats, bile is released into the small intestine.
When bile acids aren't reabsorbed, or too many or too much is released into the digestive system, it can travel into the large intestine or colon, causing irritation, and that can trigger watery stool.
Yeah.
Or you mean bean soup?
or chocolate pudding?
Okay, so now may be a good time to put down your chocolate pudding, your bean soup, your beef stew, your brownie batter, or whatever it was that the dogs had this morning.
All right.
Okay.
Well, according to the Bristol Stool Chart, which is a stool form scale, which ranges from type 1, severe constipation, to type 7, liquid with no solids.
Well, that's quite a range, Lita. Maybe you should tell everyone about all other types of, shall I say, poop?
Well, poop forms.
Poop forms, yes. Yeah.
That's actually something I never thought I'd say on air, Lita, but go ahead. Tell us, what are the 7 types, and do you agree with the descriptions?
Oh,
I guess I can go over them. According to Wiki, type 1 is separate hard lumps, like nuts, and they're difficult to pass. Type 2 is sausage-shaped, but lumpy. Type 3, it's like a sausage, but there are cracks on the surface. Type 4, it's also like a sausage or a snake, but it's smooth and soft. And that's what an average stool should look like, people. Then there's type 5, which are soft blobs with clear cut edges. Type 6 is fluffy pieces.
The cotton candy of...
with ragged edges. A mushy stool, diarrhea, and type 7 is watery, no solid pieces, entirely liquid, diarrhea. And I also use a similar scale since I have been having irregularity since my Nissan fundoplication last July. I call type 1 golf balls. Type 2, composite, which means golf balls are trying to be a cigar. Type 3 is cigar. Type 4 is snake. Type 5 is soft cigar. Type 6 is flotsam.
Is it flotsam and jetsam?
Nope, just flotsam.
Okay. Gotcha.
And type 7 is Niagara Falls.
Wow. I'm
not even going to touch that, Lita. Okay. Not at all. I could go a million different ways.
Great. And now let's not forget the color.
Well, that's right, Gene. Color can also indicate a bile problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to graciously pass this on to someone that knows a little bit more about this. Lita?
Me again?
Yep.
Am I a guest or a co-host?
Hey, if the shoe fits, baby.
I can tell you who started the script with her, and then who continued writing this script.
I'm going to have to talk. I'm going to have a talk with our script writer.
Yeah.
About this little surprise episode.
Yeah, the three of you could talk later.
So color, huh? My first realization that something was wrong with my gallbladder was during a visit to our nearby IKEA.
Oh my gosh. And you want to make this a two-part episode? If you can't get through to episode one, good luck with episode two.
As everyone knows, IKEA is a
bad. I'm sorry to everyone who works at IKEA.
IKEA is a place to get your steps in. And sometimes walking can initiate a bowel movement. So feeling the urge, I darted off to the nearest bathroom and discovered that I'm part alien.
Okay, that is not true. I don't think that's true.
I'm sensing listeners just falling by the wayside every second. Keep going, Lita.
Just watch. Like a crash. The number's just going doo 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 doo.
After 68 years, to all of a sudden start putting out bright green poop, I don't know what else it could have been.
Okay, but then you looked it up and talked to your GP and found out you had gallstones.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was really the cause, but they did find gallstones in an ultrasound. But green poop can come from the bile, which is a liquid made in your liver and stored in your gallbladder. This fluid naturally has a green-yellow color. When bile combines with food you eat, the bile helps your body break down more fat from the diet. This allows more fat to be absorbed into your body in the small intestine. However, your body must break down the bile to excrete it as waste.
And also it's reabsorbed into the system.
Normally, this is accomplished by traveling a pathway through your intestine. Sometimes when you have diarrhea or other digestive systems issues, bile can't be broken down as quickly. The result can be poop that appears green in tint because of the natural green color of bile salts in your body.
Well, the Mayo Clinic lists different colors and causes of poop. And if you'll indulge me.
Enjoy.
Well, let's talk about the stool quality, what it means, and some possible dietary causes. For example, if the stool is green, what it may mean is that food may be moving through the large intestine too quickly, such as due to diarrhea. Okay. As a result, bile doesn't have time to break down completely. And a possible dietary causes, green leafy vegetables, green food coloring, such as in flavored drink mixes or ice pops or iron supplements.
Right. So it's either one, something going on with the bile isn't being broken down, or two, you've eaten something that's colored it. And I think a lot of us are familiar with baby poop, and it could be your first experience with, you know.
Oh, so like when babies poop green, it's probably because they ate peas.
For the first time, yeah.
All right.
Okay. The next, stool quality would be light-colored, white, or clay-colored. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that may mean a lack of bile in the stool, and this may indicate a bile duct obstruction. And a possible cause for this could be
dietary causes. So
non-symptomatic problem.
Non-medical, dietary. Mm-hmm. Good point. Could be some of the medications that a person's taking, such as large doses of
K-O-Pectate.
I was going to say bismuth. But who takes bismuth anymore?
Grandpa Scaro used to.
I said anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's passed away.
Yeah. Sorry, Grandpa.
So, yeah, it could be large doses of the kaopectate, Pepto-Bismol, and other anti-diarrheal drugs. That could be a cause, a dietary cause, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be a yellow, greasy, foul-smelling odor. And that may mean that there's excess fat in the stool. Could be due to a malabsorption disorder, for example.
Like we were talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it mentions here, like, celiac disease. And, again, some possible dietary causes. Sometimes the protein gluten, such as breads and cereals, but you'd be best off seeing a doctor just to get an evaluation done, just to see what's going on. The next one that we're going to talk about would be if the stool quality is black, it may mean that there's bleeding in the upper gastrointestinal tract, such as the stomach. And possible dietary causes of this could be iron supplements. Again, the kaopectate, the Pepto-Bismol, even black licorice, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yet another reason not to eat black
licorice. Yeah,
what's wrong
a good
with black
reason.
Licorice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Other than this.
No, thank you.
Okay. And finally, mm-hmm. Let's get to a bright red stool quality, which could mean bleeding in the lower intestinal tract, such as the large intestine, or even the rectum, often from hemorrhoids.
Right.
And again, dietary causes, possible dietary causes could be red food colorings, beets, cranberries, tomato juice, or soup, red gelatin, or even drink mixes.
Right. And that's probably why they tell you to only have clear liquids.
Right.
And
they don't
nothing
wanna,
red.
Right. Before you have a colonoscopy, because they don't want to confuse it with blood.
And I think we all here are familiar with colonoscopies.
Yeah. Fun times. Well, the Cleveland Clinic states that bile acid malabsorption is a problem in your intestines that causes chronic watery diarrhea.
And by chronic, we mean like 4 weeks or more, which is shocking.
Okay. Bile acids, which are bile salts, that aren't absorbed properly in your small intestine, pass to your large intestine, which is called your colon, where they trigger diarrhea symptoms. This is the yellow-tinted, greasy movements. Bile acid malabsorption, or BAM. isn't that what Rain Man used? BAM, right?
No.
BAM. Yeah, I think it was. Is a gastrointestinal disease. It's a common cause of chronic diarrhea. When bile acids aren't properly absorbed in your intestines, they build up, upsetting the chemical balance inside. Excess bile acids trigger your colon to secrete extra water, leading to watery stools.
Well, I've got some more information here from the Cleveland Clinic. Malabsorption is defined as any failure of your intestines to absorb all of the chemicals they're meant to. Malabsorption can be a problem with your intestines themselves, or it may be a result from a chemical imbalance. For example, you may have too much or too little of a certain chemical for your intestines to absorb.
Okay. And I certainly don't want to leave out the following from the Cleveland Clinic. Bile acid malabsorption is seen in people with conditions such as microscopic colitis, Crohn's disease, certain human immunodeficiency issues such as HIV and diarrhea. It can also be the result of a bacterial infection, a pancreatic issue. So there's lots of possible different options of medical conditions that might have caused it. It also can happen after the result of a medical treatment, such as surgery, when they resection parts of the small intestine, when they remove the gallbladder, or if you're having radiation or chemotherapy, that can cause it as well and cause a malabsorption of bile acids. Or if you're taking metformin, that can also cause a malabsorption of bile acids.
Okay, I think it's time for a break here. Now, we have a bit of information, background information on this subject. It's time to talk about our initiative. To better serve our listening audience, we are an affiliate of a major medical supplier located here in the United States. You will find affiliate links on our website, Podcast DX. They aim to tailor specific medical supplies and equipment based on your diagnoses to make it less stressful than looking through an entire catalog for what you might need. We are open to your suggestions and will adjust our offerings based on what you, our listeners, find helpful. But now let's return to our show.
So let's talk about the symptoms of bile acid malabsorption. They're typically watery diarrhea, frequent bowel movements, cramping, urgency, and difficulty holding bowel movements, bloating, gas, steatorrhea, S-T-E-A-T-O-R-R-H-E-A, or fatty stools, and indigestion.
The symptoms of bile acid malabsorption, primarily bile acid diarrhea or BAD, result from the buildup of bile acids in your colon or large intestine, where food waste turns to what we consider poop. Normally, 95% of bile acids in your small intestine are reabsorbed in the last segment of your small intestine before passing into your colon. When too much is left over, however, it passes to the large intestine with the rest of the waste, and bile acids in your colon irritate the mucus lining, and that triggers it to secrete extra fluid to wash it out because it's an irritant. And it also can cause muscle contractions that get things moving, and this causes frequent urgent diarrhea and cramping because it's trying to expel the bile acids or irritant. Because they're actually like a surfactant, so It wants them out.
Well, what causes the bile acids to build up in your intestines is another question. Mm-hmm. The researchers have classified the possible causes of BAM into
BAM.
Four.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet now.
Thank you.
Into four different types. Sometimes they classify BAM as either primary or secondary. And I'll cover the primary and let somebody else take the secondary. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Good. So if the shoe fits, Primary BAM is caused by your liver overproducing bile acids. That would be types 2 and 4. Type 2 BAM, B-A-M, has sometimes been called idiopathic, fancy terminology, which means that it happens spontaneously or for unknown reasons. However, current research suggests that it's a problem with the chemical signaling between your intestines and your liver. This signaling is what normally regulates your bile acid cycle, again, fancy terminology, enterohepatic circulation. Chemicals in your blood signal when your liver should produce and deliver more bile acids and when it's time to stop, reabsorb, and recycle them. But with the type 2 BAM, your liver doesn't get the memo to stop. So it keeps sending these bile acids, too many for your ileum to absorb.
Okay.
Type 4 BAM is caused by excessive bile acid production as a side effect of taking metformin.
Oh, so people with diabetes can also have this problem just because of the medicine side effect. Got it. So on to secondary BAM. This is caused by damage to your small intestine due to disease, surgery, or radiation treatment. This has types 1 and 3. Type 1, BAM, is caused by a problem with your ileum itself. This is considered true malabsorption because the problem begins at absorption stage of the bile acid cycle. You may have type 1 BAM if you've had the last part of your small intestine surgically removed, altered, or bypassed to treat another condition. Certain diseases, such as Crohn's disease, and treatments such as radiation therapy, can also damage the ileum. Significant damage impairs its ability to absorb. Type 3 BAM is caused by gastrointestinal diseases that can affect your ileum along with other parts of your digestive system, such as celiac disease, chronic pancreatitis, and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. The long-term effects of bile acid malabsorption is based on the way your small intestine affects your digestion and your nutrition.
And according to the Cleveland Clinic, bile acid deficiency in your small intestine leads to malabsorption of fats and fatty soluble vitamins such as A, D, E, and K. And this can lead to malnutrition and specific problems related to fat soluble vitamin deficiencies. For example, a vitamin D deficiency affects your bones. A vitamin A deficiency kind of affects your vision. Type 1 BAM specifically may be accompanied by vitamin B12 deficiency. And that's because vitamin B12 is also absorbed in your ileum. And in this case, the deficiency isn't caused by the bile acid malabsorption itself, but by the condition that causes type 1 bile acid malabsorption, a dysfunctional ileum. Symptoms can include nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. Bile acid deficiency can lead to fat malabsorption and may cause weight loss if you have trouble digesting your food. Also, bile acid malabsorption can cause, that can also cause weight loss because you're having chronic diarrhea.
And I would guess also dehydration, right?
Yeah. And I will say that the diagnosis of bile acid malabsorption can be very challenging.
Right, and that's why we're going to cover that on another episode. I guess all we need to know right now.
Well, let me tell you a couple things.
Okay,
it's very difficult to diagnose.
Yes.
You can diagnose it by monitoring the enzymes that typically accompany bile acids. You can monitor it by having the patient take an artificial bile acid that has radioactive biomarkers that you trace during radiographic screening. You can also, the most common way to diagnose it is to give a sequester or to give a medication, or typically in a powder form, that will absorb bile acids. So if you take this powder and you have less diarrhea, it could be an indication that you have bile acid malabsorption. And then you just continue taking the powder. The problem with that is the side effects of the powder can be problematic. And so people often stop taking it.
All right. Well, we are going to go into that more detail next week.
Great. So I'm so looking forward to it.
I guess that's all we need to know right now.
Okay. But if you're having diarrhea, especially small children that are in infants that are having diarrhea, it can be in a medical emergency. And please seek out care and treatment, because they can become dehydrated very quickly, and it's a very serious matter, and make sure you don't overlook it. And oftentimes we will try to curtail it so you don't get dehydrated.
All right.
In some cultures, people believe that you want to wash out whatever it is. This is not the case with this. You want to solve the problem.
Right. All right. Well, I think that wraps up this episode. And if any of our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. We have a website, podcastdx.com. We're also found on Facebook, Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram, and wherever else.
Yeah, or on the street corners just yelling about BAM at people.
BAM!
And if you have a moment to spare, give us a review. Let us know how we're doing. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast. Till next week.